This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we finish our series on joy. And so I'm going to start by reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, "Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And so I think this is so important for us to grasp, because it's my hope, like I said, over these last number of days, that you've been getting a new perspective on joy. And so we have looked firstly at how there is joy in our faith. And if you missed that, I encourage you to listen to that again. Secondly, there's joy in our focus. And, you know, unfortunately, some people have no joy because of their focus. Some people will always find the negative, even in a positive situation. I'm sure we all know people like that, but Proverbs 15:15, "All the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. But he who has a glad heart is a continual feast regardless of circumstances." Because the optimist sees the glass half full, the pessimist half empty, but the believer doesn't worry about the glass because he knows that our cup overflows. Psalm 23 verse 5, "My cup overflows." And you have to know where your help comes from. Psalm 121 and verse 1, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Our help comes from him. In every situation and circumstances, keep your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12 and verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." We keep our joy when we keep our focus. And this is why Satan attacks you. He wants to depress, discourage, and ultimately distract you. We must keep our eyes on the prize. Philippians 3:13, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Your focus will make you or break you. And so if you're depressed, it's because of what you're focused on. If you have no joy, you probably need to change your focus. You know, Acts chapter 16 and 16 to 34, and I'm not going to read it just for the sake of time, but Paul and Silas were in jail. They'd been beaten. They were in a very dark place. It was the midnight hour. So again, the darkest hour of the night. They were bleeding. They were bruised. And I'm sure they'd, in a way, you know, I mean, it was humiliating to be thrown into prison and to be beaten like that. And yet the Bible says that, you know, in the midnight hour, amazingly, instead of feeling sorry for themselves, they were actually praising God. Verse 25, "At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed." There is power in praise. The disciples ministered to the Lord even after being beaten, humiliated, and imprisoned. The enemy discovered that even though he could take Paul's freedom, he couldn't take his joy. Why? His focus was on Jesus. St. Augustine said, "True happiness is to rejoice in the truth, for to rejoice in the truth is to rejoice in you, O God, who are the truth. Those who think there is another kind of happiness look for joy elsewhere, but theirs is not true joy." And so Paul said in Acts 20, "that I may finish my course with joy." Paul knew it. You can't run or finish your race without joy. It's impossible. Because while happiness is very much dependent on our circumstances, we can encounter joy in the toughest of times and in the darkest of places. Psalm 30 verse 5, "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Just know this today. Joy is coming your way. And yet so many times we lose our joy so easily because of doubt, discouragement, distraction, or sin. But did we lose it, or was it taken? Remember, Mark 4:15 says that, "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh the word that was sown in their hearts." John 10:10 tells us Satan comes to rob, kill, and to destroy. He comes immediately to steal the seed, to steal your faith, your revelation, to steal your peace, to steal your identity, your destiny. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy your joy. So don't let him. Because there's something so special about joy, and that's why the devil works so hard to take it. And that's why he sends at times ignorant people across your path who, when they walk out of the room, take your joy with them. Hold on to your joy. And a word of advice to those in ministry, 1 Corinthians 14:38. "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." Some people are ignorant, petty, irrational, and rude. And that's okay. You be the bigger person, and don't let them get to you. You have to, in ministry, you have to have tough skin, but maintain a tender heart. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't play their games or descend to their level, and don't lose your joy on the journey. Because you can't always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose joy in them. Because while happiness comes from earth, joy comes from heaven. And the Bible says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 13. Where did this joy come from? Their wealth? No, they didn't have money or their education. No, they were untrained and uneducated men, as Acts 4 and verse 12 says. Their influence? No, they were mostly unknown and were being chased out of one town and going on to another. Christians were being persecuted, maligned, attacked and killed. But notwithstanding this, they had joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus said in John 16:22, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And if we were to be perfectly honest, I think at times all of us tend to allow silly things to take our joy. Hang on to your joy. Because if the devil wants it, there's a reason why. Therefore, choose joy. Amen? Choose joy. So we've looked at our faith, we've looked at our focus, and lastly, our freedom. Galatians 5 and 1. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again with a yoke of slavery. There is freedom in Christ. He has set us free, and there is joy in freedom. And there is freedom and joy. Freedom from depression, freedom from fear, freedom from what people might say. You can't truly enjoy life until you find freedom. Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Did you know that joy is even good for your health? Anxiety, depression, negativity have an effect on your body. Sometimes the best health supplement is to simply laugh. A Christian lacking in joy is ultimately lacking in freedom. Did you know the devil runs from those who walk in joy? Demons are drawn to depression, fear, negativity, and unbelief. But God's going to set some of you free today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 13 and verse 44. And it says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. So again, I think it's important to understand that there is a joy to our salvation. What a joy it is to be saved and set free, to know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's freedom in saying yes to God's plan. You know, certainly I said yes to the call of God, and I've never looked back. I mean, God has given me such joy along on this journey. And Dwight L. Moody said, the Lord gives his people perpetual joy when they walk in obedience to him. Now, there's no joy for us when we fall into sin or when we go down the wrong route. We have no peace. We have no joy. And so again, if you don't have that, that's a warning. You're on the wrong path. So if you have no joy, just go back to the last thing God told you to do and do it. God's plan isn't always an easy way, but it's the only path worth walking on. Sam Storms, joy is not necessarily the absence of suffering. It is the presence of God. And so if you obey God, even if you end up losing friends, jobs, or even your life, you will still have God with you. The life of the believer is, or at least should be, characterized by joy. Ron Canole used to sing in the 90s, let there be joy in the house of the Lord. Joy in the house of the Lord. And unfortunately, at times that isn't the case. At times there's strife or contention or division or ambition or dysfunction in the house of the Lord. And that's sad, but that's not the way it's meant to be. We must walk in joy. And there's certainly no freedom found in sin. Psalm 137:4, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can we sing if we're in slavery, if we're in addiction or dysfunction? In the same way, if we're oppressed or depressed or confused or addicted, invariably we lose our song because the way of the transgressor is hard. The prodigal son learned there is no party when you leave the father's house. He discovered the grass only seemed to be greener. Because sin promises so much but delivers so little. It promises you freedom but ends up bringing you into slavery. But there is freedom and joy. There's freedom found in serving and praising Christ the King. Hallelujah. Psalm 61 and 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so, if you know Christ, no one, and I mean no one, can take your joy. Jesus said this in John 16:22, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. So again, nobody can take your joy. No one and no thing can take your joy. That is, unless you let them. Because as the old gospel song goes, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. So irrepressible joy, defiant joy, joy in spite of, not because of. And this is why we fix our eyes on heaven. That's why we turn our eyes on Jesus. Amen. That's why the Bible says, Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. John 15:11. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. You may have joy, but there is more in store. Open your hearts to the joy of the Lord. God has more favor, more peace, more prosperity, more strength, more vision, more breakthroughs, more blessing. Do you have faith to receive from Christ the King? Because the Bible says in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You're a kingdom kid. It's time you started to look like it. It's time you started to walk like it and talk like it. And so if you're saved, like I said, tell your face. Joy should radiate from us as God's people, because in the end we win. Heaven is our home. Jesus is our Lord. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Bible talks about in Psalm 45:7 that God anointed Jesus with the oil of joy. One of the chief characteristics of God's kingdom is joy. Therefore, it's not surprising that we as his servants should be joyful people. So rejoice in Jesus' name. And I just want to finish by giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Savior. If you've never done so, pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home, in Jesus' wonderful name. Shalom.